So I'm going to finish out here talking about the older patient. You can start out talking about your 75-year-old lady.
Yeah, so let's start with a case because I think it's interesting, and we all see older people, and it's not just older people, but it's sometimes older people from different geographic areas. So this is a 75-year-old female who came to us from Indonesia with metastatic clear cell carcinoma to the lung, liver, and soft tissue, having had an nephrectomy 4 years prior with a 4-year disease-free interval with clear cell features. We started her on sunitinib, 50 milligrams, 4 times, 4 weeks, and 2-week rest. Changed her quickly to a 2-in-1 schedule, and despite that, she had significant hand-foot syndrome despite the changes in the dose and schedule. We then, based upon some of our own experience, started her on sorafenib, but a modified dose of sorafenib at 400 milligrams a day, good side effect profile. 9 weeks later, excellent response. Tried to dose escalator, could never dose escalator beyond 400 milligrams, and she's been maintained on a 400 milligram dose of sorafenib, which is 50% of the predicted dose, with very minimal hand-foot syndrome, tolerating the medication, and an excellent outcome thus far.
How long has she been on the sorafenib?
A year.
Dr. Stadler, any thoughts about this case?
Well, I mean, I think that there's, a couple of issues. One is that we have to be a little bit careful with some of our older individuals, especially, some patients who may have a different physiology. I suspect that she may be a small little woman, and if that's the case, she may not need a lot of drug, and I think we have to individualize doses. The other thing, though, I think that's important here is sort of this balance of adjusting appropriately for patients who may be a little bit older, but not practicing ageism, because we have patients who are in their 70s and 80s who are in good shape, who are otherwise good candidates for treatment, and we should treat them, and we should treat them appropriately.
And I think the other part to that is, and I agree, I mean, the papers that we're talking about, both from Walter's group, our group, and Tom's group, are that I think the use of the word don't discriminate is appropriate. Modify when appropriate by giving them an opportunity. I think there's not a specific drug that is going to be more or less beneficial in an older patient population if you're using a TKI or an mTOR inhibitor with kidney cancer. And I also think that pharmacogenomics, something that we don't always talk about and don't always think about because we're pretty much all in homogeneous societies. In Los Angeles, we're not a homogeneous society. And when we treat our lung cancer patients with EGFR TKIs, we understand that there's a difference between a Caucasian and a non-Caucasian population. And I think our experience is also the same for kidney cancer treated with TKIs, and that is that not all patients from all over the world tolerate the drug the same, and one must be sensitive to the as yet unknown pharmacogenomics, even if the patient doesn't happen to be 75 years old.